Ancient Warfare, The Sea Peoples, Part 5. This is the last of the series as far as the groups are concerned. This will include the Teresh, the Karkissa, the Luka, and the Washesh. Now, the Teresa, or the Tersh, as the Egyptians pronounce it, are found in the Great Karnak Inscription of Year 5 in the reign of Memphertah's reign. It's about 1207 BC. And they show up again in the classification as a member of an enemy coalition attacking Egypt in the Mindanet Habu reliefs of Rameses III. In that, a Teresh chief is shown together with other sea people captives. Plus, when Flinders Petrie excavated Tomb 23 from Gurub, Egypt, he found the mummy of Anen-Tirsa, a Teresh butler at the court of Rameses III. The well-preserved mummy had fair hair, confirming he was not from Egypt, or for that matter, Africa. Several possibilities exist which indicate that the Teresh could be Anatolian. One is that they were Trojans. Troy appears in a Hittite record as Terusha, and it is a reasonable assumption that the people of Terusha called themselves by some name close to this. The period of the attack of the Sea People's Coalition is compatible with some of the military events that occurred in the area of Troy. It is expected that there were many Trojan refugees, among whom some would attempt to survive using their military skills. The second, Tarsians. This is a group of pirates with well-decked ships that are mentioned in two works from 700 BC and in a poem, the Hymn of Dionysius, which is traditionally attributed to Homer. Later, both Herodotus and Thucydides call them Tyrrhenians. Herodotus places them in Lydia, which would be Anatolia. Thucydides places them on the Isle of Lesbos, which is, of course, offshore from Lydia. As again, Lydia is a classical period name for the land in which the Bronze Age was known as Ajournat, which was far south from Tarsia. Some scholars suggest that the Tarsians may be related to the Etruscans. In fact, the Tyrrhenian Sea, name is derived from the Greek, still is the name of the water between Italy, Corsica, and Sardinia. A third choice is the southeastern coast of Anatolia. In a Hittite record, it lists four cities together: Cumani, Zunahara, Adinia, and Tarsa. The last two are believed to be Adana and Tarsus. Certainly they existed in the Bronze Age. If an Egyptian asked a man of Tarsus where he was from, he would point northeast and say Tarsha. Tarsha, which is Egyptian writing, would be T-R-S or Teresh. So you end up with a situation like that. Now, the next group, many of these are little known, the Karkissa. It's a minor tribe mentioned only in passing. First mentioned during Ramses II and the Hittite ruler Mutawali. The Egyptian reference is the poem of the Battle of Kadesh, and they were mentioned as part of the Hittite army. The Hittite records show that they are indeed allies. One last mention of the Karkissa is a geographical reference from the Omasticon of Amenope, which refers to the land of the Luka, which is the southwest part of Asia Minor, or Caria, which is on the southwest tip of Anatolia. That brings us to the Lucans, or Luka, or Raku, as the Egyptians would refer to them, listed only in a detailed set of lists. No clear idea where they come from. The possibilities: they were scattered in western Anatolia. They came from Caria. They broke down the rule of the Hittites by constant raiding. Luka territory did reach the coast. At least that's what the Ugarit letters claim. Because in the letter, they talk about how a fleet will be sent to the coast of Luka to defend the passage from the Aegean to the Mediterranean Sea. Hittite texts refer to the Luka as a rebellious, seagoing, and easily swayed by foreign influence group of people. The Luka joined an alliance of 22 other groups called the Asuan Confederation, but was defeated by the Hittite king Tudhaliya I. In a Hittite prayer, the Luka are referred to as denouncing the sun goddess Arina, which is not going to be good, and the Egyptians just list them as allies at the Battle of Kadesh. So we know at Kadesh that the Egyptians have Luka as well as Sherdan allies. The last group is the Washa, or an Egyptian Wash. They were part of a combined force of sea peoples that attacked Egypt during Ramesses III's reign. Little is known, though once again there is a tenuous link to Troy. Greeks sometimes refer to Troy as Ilios, but it may have evolved from the Hittite name for the region Wilusa via the term Wilos. Some scholars associate Weshish with Ilios and Ashon and Issus in Asia Minor, or with Carcassa near Caria. There's also one of the lost tribe issues, the lost tribe of Israel. Some have theorized that the Washish, like the Denyan, became part of the Israelite Confederation. In this case, as the tribe of Asher, the eighth son of Jacob who settled in Egypt. The tribe may be the same as the Washish mentioned in Egyptian accounts. The W of Washish was actually a modern invention for ease of pronunciation. Original records used Yushish, but by this hypothesis, the Semitic part of a tribal confederation would have included the Peleset, which would have been Philistines, the Danua, possibly the tribe of Dan, the Tejike of Akko, is possibly referring to Manasseh, and the Shekelish, the men of Shinkar, possibly referring to Issachar. So it gets really complicated in this particular period. You know, when you have bits and pieces of documents and you mix the names together, oh, it can be just incredibly confusing. And something that I will do at the end when I'm finished with, because a couple of other shows I want to do on the organization and the leadership of the Sea Peoples. And then we're going to do kind of a summation of this. But what it looks like is we have a group of people that are from the Peloponnesian Greek area, Crete region. We have a group of people from the Anatolian Asia Minor region. And then we have a group of Semitic people from the Middle East, which could indeed be the Hebrews and other groups that come together. So it's a little interesting discussion that we'll have later. So we started with a little known group, the Sea Peoples, and the end of which is now much more complicated than a world of just attackers from the Bronze Age. And so that's where we'll be heading to look at their organization and to look at their leadership. Now, the sources for this are the Sea Peoples of the Bronze Age Mediterranean, 1400 to 1000 BC, by D'Amato and Silambetti. The People of the Sea, The Search for the Philistines, by Dothan and Dothan. The Philistines and Other Sea Peoples in Text and Archaeology by Killebrew and Lehmann. And the Collapse of the Bronze Age, The Story of Greece, Troy, Egypt, the Peoples of the Sea by Robbins. So I hope you enjoyed that. As always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com. Ask a question, leave a comment, check out the CDs, check out the souvenirs. And if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us with a donation or support us in any way you'd like. Thank you very much.